You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors.
Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome. How have you been, Bix?
It's March. It seems like such like a sneaky month. We have each month of the year the same amount of times as other months, like give or take like a day. Right. I don't know, but I feel like I don't experience March as much as other months, if that makes sense. So whenever it's March, I have this like weird like giddiness of like, oh, it's never March, but it is.
It is.
That's all I have to say.
I can't. I guess it is like that weird sort of transitional period because it's still, at least in New York, the weather is like, it's slightly changing, but it's still too chilly to wear no jacket, but it's almost too warm to wear your winter jacket. So you got to transition to that.
Yeah. And it's also, I feel like, kind of transitioning into the year.
Yeah.
Itself, like January, February is kind of like, oh, it's the beginning of the year. But now it's like, oh no, it's March, bitch. It's 2024. Buckle up.
2024, baby.
But anyway, I know you finally wrapped on
the
Squatchers.
I did wrap on the Squatchers.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so that should be coming out, I think, by the end of March. So I think they're going to have an in-person premiere. I don't know exactly what their plan is, but I know they are going to have an in-person and then they're going to have a live digital premiere. So
I'll be there.
Yes, for those that don't live in New York, you are invited and you are more than welcome to get tickets when they are out to the live digital premiere of The Squatchers.
Yeah, stay tuned on our Instagram. We'll have like all the information. I can't wait to see it. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, that's so fun. How do you feel? How do you feel now that you're wrapped?
I feel really good. I mean, it was such a really beautiful experience. And I think we spoke about this on one of our pod episodes, but kind of how when we started filming, immediately we were thrown into a home together and we were filming in a more unusual circumstance. So we were all sleeping in this house for almost a week together. So it was a real bonding experience. So I think with this cast, we really did form this genuine connection, which hopefully everyone can read on screen that we all have, like the group of Squatchers and these friends, we really do have that connection. So I think it's a really unique and really fun experience. And I had such a blast and I really was challenged physically with this film because we filmed in the cold so much and we were getting dirty majority of the film and we were freezing and we were wet and
oh my god,
you know, so I would say it was definitely an acting challenge.
Sounds like an episode of Survivor.
It really was. Imagine,
or like, you know, Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, it is a challenge. It's like, remember your lines, do the scene, stay in character while I spray you down with cold water as you stand in 30 degrees as it's freezing in the dead of winter. Now go.
No.
Right. And then, but act, you know, like, don't show us that you're dying.
Damn, bitch. Well,
yeah, so
good for you.
We did the damn thing. But
you're
powerful. I feel powerful. I feel like I could do anything now.
Honestly, like, I feel like if I were to ever move back to New York or like super actively pursue like acting in New York, I'd be scared because it's cold more often than it's not cold.
Yes.
And I would have to put myself in some crazy situations that I don't have to deal with here in California.
Exactly. Exactly. So, girl, count yourself lucky.
Like I've done, you know, like we've shot
yeah.
We've shot some stuff like, you know, like out in the desert
or
like really early hours and it's been freezing and it's been raining, but that's so out of the ordinary. Whereas in New York, that's probably all the fucking time for actors.
Yeah, it's the usual. So I would say it was a really great experience. And how funny is this, Bix? On the last day of filming, which was on Friday, yeah, for those listening, it was last week, as I was leaving, the same production company that produces The Terrifier happened to be filming that night, it seemed, or they were pulling in all their production stuff. The vans were all coming in and everything. And it was,
oh, damn.
They're the same production for The Terrifier. So they might be filming on Staten Island, unless they're working on another film. Also, I just know they're currently working on The Terrifier 3. So as we were leaving, Stephanie, our producer, says to one of the people coming out of the van, she's like, Is this Terrifier? And the woman got so giddy that she's like, yeah, this, yeah, like they're the production company for a Terrifier. So
cool.
They happened to be filming, I guess, right next to us that night.
Damn, so. That's so funny.
Yeah.
What are the odds? Like, and you, because when you filmed in the woods, you were filming like that was upstate.
Oh, no, the Friday that just passed, we were actually filming in Staten Island, and I've noticed the Terrifier 3, the production van, has been all over the island. Yeah, so this was in Staten Island they were filming.
I can't remember, like, where does it take place in the first two? Is it in New York?
I guess. Think it's New York.
I guess so.
But I can't remember exactly where, but...
That's so cool, though, that you guys were like...
They were filming at the mall, too, I think, if I'm not wrong. I'm not sure if it was the Staten Island Mall, but I know there's, like, a mall scene. So I think they were might have been at the Staten Island Mall. But I definitely know that the production company was at the woods that we were at. Because we were filming in the woods Friday.
It takes place in a fictitious town called Miles County, New York. So
yeah, but
so yeah,
they were definitely
Staten Island. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, it was interesting that they were. Yeah, it just happened. The production company was right next to us as we filmed Faye's last day. So
Faye's last day. Well, congratulations! I can't wait to see it.
Thank you,
and congratulations to Steph and Kalani if you guys are listening.
Yes, it's not a wrap on them yet.
Never mind, guys.
No, but still, but I was just letting you know. I was like, it was just the last day.
They still have a lot to do.
And I think they still have a few more scenes to film. It was just my last day.
Oh, okay.
Just Faye's last day. That's all. Ooh, but everyone, it was a wrap on Faye. But they still have some other scenes to shoot.
Nice. Well, so. And also, have we talked about since the last time we recorded the reading that you did, the like I think table read that you did?
Oh, it was very informal. Not yet. It would just happen to be a night where Kalani, who is the writer and director of Sky Hoshi Anime Girl, he had like a super rough draft of the film, and he was like, hey, if you guys want to come read it, check it out, what I have so far. And he finished the story, though, I will say that. And it is...
This is for Sky Hoshi...
The second one.
Two. Okay, yeah.
So he's still working on the title. I know he has to comb through the script, but just a few of us got together, not the whole cast, and we just read through what he has. And I will say, without giving anything away, that it is... This one is a much darker take. And the second one is gut-wrenching. And while reading it, I was so upset. There were so many parts I was like, why? So I will say, don't get too attached. That's my hint. Don't get too attached to.
Oh, shit.
I can't say anyone specific without giving anything away. So just don't get too attached.
Don't get too attached, guys. Keep your heart guarded.
Yeah. I will definitely say keep that heart guarded because, yeah, this is definitely the first one's more lighthearted and it's more focused on. I will say, I think I can say that the first one was definitely more focused on Sky and learning about Sky and Adam, but Sky navigating the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second one, you learn more about where Sky is from and you learn more about the people who are after her. And you learn more about, the manga. And then you also see now Adam and Sky established in their relationship. So before it was them discovering each other, but then also navigating what it's like being alive for Sky. But the second one is, it's fun. It'll be fun to now, this is like, it takes place like a year later. So you get to see Sky and Adam and just how they bloomed in their relationship.
I love a time jump.
Yeah, they look the same. And you get way more Kira. So you're definitely going to see a lot more of Kira. But I don't want to say anything else. You don't give anything away. Yeah. But you definitely see a lot more characters get a lot more spotlight. So it's not just Sky and Adam. Yeah, it's like you get to explore Kira's character. They explore more of the band, the Rare Candy. So you get to see more of their relationship, the band's relationship. And yeah, so they really dive into these characters.
Oh, you gotta love a sequel. Like, it must be so great as an actor that does a short film or maybe like a series, getting like called back for that sequel that gets picked up or like the next season that gets picked up, and knowing that you get to like play that same character again and just like have more of a person evolved out of it.
Yes.
So that's so fun. And it must be fun for everybody in the cast when they like got that call that, hey, we're doing a sequel. You get to reprise your role. Like, that's so sweet.
Get to do it again. Yeah. I'm excited to do it again. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely going to be a ton of fun, the film. But
your first sequel.
My first sequel, baby. Yeah, I know. I've been in I have been in the third installment, but this is the first one where I'm in like both.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
You got to say, but I've been in like a film that has a, that is a, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah,
I've been
in a trilogy.
Thank you. I've been in a trilogy, but I was in the third, the final act.
So,
which was Hell House, remember? Lake of Fire?
Oh, right. My favorite movie.
Yes, I was in the third one. Yeah, no, same. Not because I'm in it, but I just really do
love it. Also, shout out to my friend Brendan, who produced that and also just produced the movie I was in.
Yes, shout out. Hi, Brendan. I know. What are the odds? I don't know if you're listening, but yes, how crazy. You told me, like, Brendan, remember? And I'm like, yes, he was on Hell House Lake of Fire set.
Love him. 10 out of 10. A gem.
10 out of 10. But anyway, enough about me. Vix, tell me, how are you? What have you been up to? Fill in everything.
Everything. Everything's been regular. I'm currently in a state of stress. I woke up without much stress, which is unlikely, but I didn't have any stress today. So obviously something had to happen. And right before we started recording, I get an email. Essentially, I have two projects shooting in April, and they are currently not conflicting, but one of them may need to switch some things around, so they potentially are conflicting. So I am in the middle of some scheduling difficulties right now, and I am taking it out of my mind until it's actually a problem, because right now I can't control it. I can't. This is me, like, you think that this is like maturity? No, this is me trying to like push it down.
I'm impressed.
I'm trying to push it down. And also my boyfriend Ben helped me. But yes, I'm trying to just like not get ahead of myself and get anxious about it until I actually hear something. It's only 2 days that would be conflicted. So out of a much larger lump sum of dates for the other one that I'm not needed for all days. So like it could potentially, I don't know. So I'm just dealing with that and trying my best to not deal with it by forgetting about it.
Honestly, kudos to you and kudos to Ben.
I'm actually freaking out.
I know. You're really putting on a great face, I will say, because I think most actors can relate to this with the conflict and then also trying to schedule your life around tentative dates. So not only are we trying to, I think I can relate, because not only would I be trying to schedule these film dates, but now I'm trying to schedule other things in my life around these dates. And bless your soul. I think I can really empathize with you. But congratulations.
Well, yeah.
You booked two projects.
Yes. I'm really hoping I could I really hope it works, but I really do. I love this casting.
Whatever you can. I was just wondering if they're features, like what kind of
one project is a feature and one is a short. So that's why like one is like a shorter amount of time and then one is a longer amount of time to film. So I'm like, maybe we could click that in place. But what I was going to say is just I've worked with this casting director before. So I've like been in, you know, I've been like friendly with her. Like we've met in person at that, at the callback for this feature actually for the first time. So I love her. And she's been a great point of contact, not up until, but as long as I've known her. So I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that she's got my back.
And they'll make it work.
And we'll make it work. So yeah.
No, but you're right. There's nothing that can be done in this moment except for just wait. And you've done everything you could that's in your control. So there's no point in freaking out, because if you freak out, it changes nothing except makes you more not okay. It's like one of the words.
Exactly.
Yeah. We just got to keep playing that over and over in a loop.
Don't worry about it. Don't think about
it. Yeah. Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
In addition to that, I've just been in like a, and I knew that this was coming. I did like a couple of projects between like end of December and like end of February, I feel. There was like a lot jam-packed into a short amount of time. And now for March, I've had my whole March extremely open and available. So I knew that I was going to start freaking out soon. And it's set in. It's definitely set in. And I think we've talked about this in our voice memos that we should just save and upload as the podcast, because we like talk just as much about our lives there as we do here on the podcast. But I feel like the amount of information that we have as actors at our fingertips due to social media and TikTok and IMDb, and just like we can know anything at any moment. And I think that that's great. But it also fucking sucks when things get like really personal, like seeing people that you know, like booking something that you auditioned for, or booking something that you didn't even get the audition for, but you're like, you're kind of my same type. Why didn't I even get that audition? Yeah, why didn't I even know about this? Yeah. And then you start thinking and you're comparing yourself and you're like, but wait, what, like, what is maybe like your agent know that my agent doesn't? Or like, what am I doing? Like, what can I do? And then it just goes crazy. So yeah, I've been there.
And we talked about this. It's so funny. Yeah, we send each other voice notes, Bix and I, every day. And the amount of stuff we also talk about on there, I'm not sure if that's what you were just saying. But like, yeah, if we were to just save all of our voice notes, we could make that into like a pod episode. Like a
podcast. Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because we talked about this. So Bix knows. I told her that I definitely relate to that. But then I have to remind myself that, you know, just because they got the audition doesn't mean my agent didn't try submitting me. I just didn't get. Yeah. So I have to, because I fall into that. Mm-hmm. My bad actor thoughts go, well, this person got that audition. What am I not doing? Or what is my agent or manager not doing? Then I'm like, Liv, that doesn't mean that they didn't even submit me for the role. It just means that I didn't get the audition. So yeah. After my, or maybe it's whatever. There's so much that happens behind the scenes that we don't know. And I always have to like give myself that friendly reminder.
No, yeah, that's it. Yeah, and you're exactly right. It's just like,
because I do the same thing. I'm saying I'm guilty of that as well, so I have to check myself.
Yeah, and I think also I'm more now than I've ever before. I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say.
Wait. I think more than ever before I've been.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
More than ever before I am currently. Okay, I got it. More now than ever before.
Yes.
I am currently like connected with more actors than ever before. I really don't know how to say this.
Wait, this is incredible.
More now than ever before. Okay, in my life right now, I am more connected to like actors than I've ever been before in my life. So I think that's it too. Like, know so many more actors. I'm friends with so many more actors. So we've connected on social media.
Yes.
And then with like algorithms, like I feel like back in the day, Instagram didn't have like an algorithm. We didn't see people we didn't know, I think, I feel. So yeah, with like TikTok now, the algorithm knows. So they're just like,
it's so crazy. People that it's interesting you say that because there are other actresses within my network, and not that I know personally, but maybe we just follow each other on social media. So I'm not on their page constantly. But however, their story will now pop up towards more of the front so that because I remember one day I auditioned for this role. I didn't get it. However, this girl pops up in my story, this other actress that I follow, and I clicked on it. And she booked the role that I just auditioned for.
So it knows.
Yes. And I said, how crazy. Like, what are the chances? I clicked on her story because it was towards the front of the high, you know, the stories that I can watch. And it happens to be what I was reading for. And I was like, I can't. But what's meant to be yours will not pass you.
This is true.
And I'm saying that to myself. I have to remind myself that.
Yeah.
When I get thoughts.
Yeah. So I've been, oh my God, do you want to know what else? So
yes,
we've talked about this before, maybe on the podcast, maybe on TikTok, maybe somewhere else, but definitely on the podcast, how getting an audition
at the end of the week
or Friday and then it's due on Sunday.
Yep.
I'm going to do you one worse because that happened to me. I got an audition very, very late. Towards the end of the week, either like late Thursday or like a Friday morning, both due by Sunday afternoon. So I rush and I do them. And then today I go on Actors Access. Today's Monday, by the way. I go on Actors Access.
I know.
And I see that they still are, because I was looking for archived my old auditions because I wanted to look for some recent self-tapes to submit to some guys out there. And then I see that they're not in the archived bar, like area. So I'm like, oh, huh, what the heck? So I click the live ones. The deadline has been extended to Tuesday for both of them. And like, there was no, like, I didn't get it, like an email. I didn't get like a, they didn't, it, there wasn't like a, oh, hey, by the way, it's extended. I just happened to see it. I mean, whatever, I did it already and glad that I did it. I'm glad that I got it in on time and everything. But I was just like, are you? It's just like the principle of the fact that I was already like frustrated and then it was pushed to even further.
And
it was
pushed later. Yeah.
Yeah. That happens to me all the time, I feel.
I mean, that's definitely happened to me where I submit something and then after I submit it, this has happened to me before, it'll be like deadline has then pushed back. I'll get notified. And then I used to take it so personal. I'd be like, so you didn't like my audition.
So you hated my tape.
Right. You hated my tape. So you extended it.
So I'm a horrible actor and you think I should die. Thank you.
Right. I used to take it so personal. But now I'm like, okay, Liv, like chill. Like they need to see other tapes. That's literally all it means.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. But I definitely relate to that. But also then I'm like, okay, so you didn't need it this day. I could have submitted it a few days later. Got it. I'm thinking this is urgent. You need it like this day, this time. But yeah, girl, I empathize. This whole episode should just be called I Empathize. I've said it how many times? No, I was going to say I saw you some photos from the film that you're working on, the Ranger film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You see, I don't ever know what we talk about and what we don't talk about because I talk to you. So right, I'm always so confused. I'm trying to think, did I tell you guys?
Well, I just saw new photos that came out and that was in between our episode.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I feel like I told the story because the story of when I filmed it.
Right. Of when you were running to that one little spot and going back and forth. Right. But
that I told on the podcast.
Yeah, I remember.
I gotta listen back to the podcast.
I know because we obviously talk outside of the podcast, so it's like what was podcast and what was on the phone.
Yeah.
So, but I even new photos came out and they look beautiful. Oh my god!
Yeah, it looks really, really cool. So it's the film itself is set in the 70s. So The costumes were very like 70s inspired. Yeah. My friend Abby did them. She's like a decade queen, just like all the decades. And yeah, so the director literally like got home and got to it. He like,
yes, I love that.
It down and got to it. I'm pretty sure it's like essentially done. I don't know when it's going to be like released or like what the release is going to be like.
Okay.
But yeah, he shared some stills and you can find them. I'm pretty sure they're on my Instagram in like the reel, like my highlight reel for coming soon. I think they're in there. So you could go click and go check those out.
Love it.
But yeah, they look really cool. And hopefully this like moves on to the full feature length version.
Yeah.
And hopefully they still want to use me for that role.
I think so. You guys want to use Bix.
Right?
Yeah. But I love that. So this is a short that has potential to be a feature.
Yeah, it's essentially like that little like before moment in the movies. Okay. That's like attached to the movie, but it's its own mm-hmm. short little thing in the beginning.
Got it.
Yeah. So, and him and this like same, essentially like whole crew did another short that's the same vibe. It's mm-hmm. a short film, like the proof of concept for right. a feature length. It's called Jingle Hell. And it's really good. It's a short horror film. And they just put it on YouTube. So maybe I can get the link and like put it in the show notes or like somewhere on our Instagram so you can find it. But it's really good. It's short and it's very spooky and it leaves you wanting more. So
I love he's working that. On,
yeah, they're working on the feature script of that one right now. So I gotta like, I'll keep up with everybody and see what's going on.
Yes, please keep us in the loop. Let us know when that short comes out, where it comes out so we can watch and support. And because I'm telling you, the pictures are beautiful. I saw them and they really do capture the 70s vibes.
Ooh, yes.
But I love it has like this like orange hue over the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really love it. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, very golden.
Yes, golden. Sorry,
kind
golden's
of like
better.
Rainy.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks really good. He did a really great job.
I'm excited. To see yeah, it. Me too.
Oh, I'm just like, you see what I'm doing? I'm thinking about it. I'm just like, all of the footage that I was going to have, and then like the potential of having to choose between two projects. Because I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to get the scene.
All the
this,
footage.
But then I'm
going to.
Yeah. Yeah. And the two that I'm shooting in April, I was like super duper excited for like both of them.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't excited for any of these other projects, but so I'm just thinking about.
Oh, yeah. 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 Like the potential.
Ooh, I got to take my
brain
out.
It all happens. Fingers crossed, yeah. It all happens.
You were telling me about a potential like side gig that you might be doing?
Yeah, so I have to interview for it. So I'll mm-hmm. say that I won't go into detail just because that'd be embarrassing and then I don't get it. So I will just speak very briefly. But I have an interview tomorrow for a part-time gig to coach what I would be coaching if I get the role. I'm not sure yet, but there's a school that offers all this different type of coaching for all different types of expertise. So there's stuff for runway. They teach like makeup, I guess how to properly apply for depending on, I guess, like TV, film. I'll learn more. But and then they have stuff for acting, of course, for film, television, maybe theater. I know that they have classes for like resumes, like putting that together. And so they have coaching and classes for
that's so cool.
A whole array of things.
What is the school like? Is it a high school? Is it a college? Is it a?
It's not a high school. A college is like it's its own school. It's a program.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a university. It's just a private this program, I should say, where they offer classes for people virtually.
Oh, wow. That's so, so cool.
Yeah, they have all these coaches. So yeah, they have all these coaches. And I'm excited to potentially, I'm really excited, I'll just say, for the interview and to potentially be able to share the knowledge that I've gained over the years.
Oh, yeah.
With other new seasoned actors. I really hope that I do get this opportunity. So
yeah, that's really
fingers
exciting.
Crossed. Yeah, I'm excited. But I wanted to circle back to, we were talking about short films before, because obviously the film that you just did is a short. But, and you were talking about like Super Eerie, and they were working on Jingle Bell. Was it Jingle Bell, Jingle Ball?
Jingle Hell.
Oh, my bad. Jingle Hell.
Jingle Hell.
Jingle Hell.
Yeah.
So there was this eerie short film, and I shared this with Bix, but I know I didn't talk about it on the pod.
Yes.
But it was going viral on TikTok. And it's this short film with this little girl who's at home. Her mother apparently isn't home. And she's looking out her window. She turns around and like sees her mom standing right behind the wall, and only like half of her mom's body and face is showing. So her, and she has like this very menacing smile on, and she's like, "Mom." And then she's like, "Mom, what are you doing back?" Because apparently the mom wasn't supposed to be back yet from, I guess, her trip or wherever her mom was. And then she gets a call on her cell phone. So she picks up the phone and it says, "Mom, FaceTime." So she picks up the FaceTime. And her mom's like, "Hey, sweetie, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, "Mom?" Like, confused, because her mom's talking to her via FaceTime. And she looks up, and then the mom's like super close to her now.
Oh, no.
And then I think it just cuts. So I just loved how subtle and how minimal they were. However, it still gives that same like feeling of this impending doom, like something bad is going to happen, but you're like, but what? But what? And who's the real mom?
Like, you can't
trust
anything.
The mom on FaceTime? Is it the mom in the house? Anyway,
I love short films like for that same reason. I think I've talked about this. Oh my God. The podcast should just be called, I think I talked about this on the podcast.
I think I've talked about this. Yes.
But there's a short film, and I believe it's called The Box, or like,
oh wait, okay.
What's Inside the Box or something. And it is,
I saw that, I think. And you don't want to open the box, because then once you do, there's like this man inside or something.
Yes,
I saw it.
I hate
so
it
good.
It's so good. It's
yeah,
so good.
Good,
but it's really, yeah, it's not called The Box, because I got to that one through another one that was going viral as well.
Mm-hmm.
It won like a bunch of awards. It's called The Chair. And it's, if you haven't seen that one, it's like, it's the same. Yeah. It's like the same vein as these other ones. And it's really, really good and like super well done and super scary. But yeah, The Box, that shit, like, it also looks like this actor, comedian slash actor that I love. His name is Tim Robinson. And every time I see The Box, I can like picture him. So in a way, it like makes it even scarier, because it's like, this guy would, it would be really scary if I saw him doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really good one. And that's why I love like the art of a short film, because you can like do anything.
With, there's so much potential.
Yeah. A short amount of time. You could still get anything crazy done.
Do you know the feature Lights Out?
I have been seeing that one pop up on my like YouTube every time like it comes up, but I don't think I watched it yet.
So there's a short. That's where it came from.
I think.
I always love those stories where this little short that no one thinks too much of, but everyone loves it, and it gets around, it becomes viral, and then a studio picks it up and makes it into this like major motion picture and this huge feature film.
Yeah.
And that just gets me excited for all the opportunity there is for these smaller writers or creators. But yeah, that was cool. And essentially it was that every time the light goes out, she would see this figure, and then she'd turn it on and it was gone, and then turn it off,
yes,
and then see it again and then turn it on. And it's so eerie, and it's so, and if you think about it, it's a very simple idea. However, it sends shivers up the spine. So
yeah. Oh, spooky.
Yeah.
Eerie.
And it's turned into a big major motion picture. So
that must
you
be
never
crazy
know.
For those filmmakers. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good for them.
I'm going to, put that out there. It can happen for anyone.
It could happen to you. It could happen to me. It can happen to us.
To us. Yes.
I feel like lately things have been just like last or 2 weeks ago. It ebbs and flows. It comes and goes. It's been a real just like slow.
It's very slow.
Time. Yeah. And that like deadline article that like freaked everybody out.
Was that?
They were just telling us what we already know, that like there's no auditions because there's no pilots and there's no.
Oh.
You know, it was just like essentially confirming that this is what's going on. So it's like, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, now I know. My inbox is pretty dead. Yeah, my manager emailed me her client list. Mm-hmm. And she said, guys, it's very quiet.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She said it's very quiet on her end, which kind of, I don't want to say reassures me, but it does, because then I'm like, oh, it's not that my material is not getting me in a door. It's that there are no doors right now. So
yeah, there's just no doors.
I just walls. That sounds really depressing. But yeah, my manager said that. So that made me feel a little better.
I like being able to interact with people and just have, I like that your manager reached out to you
and said it's quiet.
Said something instead of just like not saying anything.
And not acknowledging the absence of auditions. Yeah.
But yeah, I love that your manager reached out to you. I feel, I've heard like a couple people, mention that their like reps have said something about it too.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It's just like good to like be in the know and feel like you guys are family. I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I'm like, you're a family. I like real, this is like an insanely quick aside that has nothing to do with anything. But like watching the Real Housewives of New Jersey has really taught me about like, I'll say Italian Americans. Like, it's true, like the family, like it really is so true. And like growing up with like, our mutual friend that's from Staten Island with like a huge Italian family, like just everything just makes so much more sense now. It's just like, obviously I love it. I love my family and like whatever, but like it's different. It's totally different. And watching Real Housewives has opened my eyes up. So, yeah, we just
got the hands, too. She's making the hands, too.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we have to say this week.
Yeah, it's been, it's just truthfully been pretty slow in this industry. So hopefully
I feel like I've been bitching and moaning too much. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
No. I mean, on everything you've been saying, Bix, has been really fair. And it's great because I'm sure everyone can relate. And I know I can, for sure. So, but hopefully within the next 2 weeks, things start to pick up a little bit. I know that's very wishful thinking. But, you never know. So, but please make sure to go follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix. Check out our TikTok at Liv and Bix. You can also look at our Instagram, at our stories. We're always posting updates when we're doing something, like if we're on set, if there's something coming out. So keep a lookout because we'll be posting on our stories when we have any project releases. And make sure to leave us a review, rate us, give us 5 stars and 5 stars only. Anything else?
And 5 stars only. Keep it to yourself.
Right. Anything else? We don't care.
And also, if you haven't already, make sure to check out The Online Actor. They are an acting studio with an amazing coach that we know and love. And they offer career coaching, self-tape coaching, classes for teens, for adults, everybody, the more the merrier. And we have a discount code that is ITM20. Or you can just go to www.theonlineactor.com/ITM20 and your discount will be applied automatically. And let them know that we sent you. I mean, he'll know if you use the code, but like also just talk about us in general because he does send me screenshots of things that people have said about us recommending them. So I just love that. So keep it coming, baby.
Same. Yes, keep it coming. Well, we will catch you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by Kalani Hubbard, photo by Elena Latona, and our podcast is edited by Rebecca.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Vix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review. Bye! Bye.